Wyoming Public Radio's Irina Zhurov caught up with Governor Matt Mead to check in about some big changes in the state in coming months. She first asked about the Environmental Protection Agency's report on contaminated water in Pavilion and the state's takeover of the study. Although the entities involved in the study have previously expressed skepticism over the EPA's findings, Governor Mead says he has no doubt that the state's study will be unbiased.
You have to first look at where the EPA study was going, and we just recently heard that, you know, there's going to be another delay. And so when I hear people say, well, you know, we should have gone with EPA, this is an issue that I inherited that's been going on and on and on, and we've had no conclusions that we can rely upon. And so that's why I think you saw the EPA when we reached out to them and said, listen, we want to get this done. It's important to the Citizens Pavilion. It's important for Wyoming. It's important to industry. That they were eager to do this. The fact is, I take exception with people that say, well, DEQ somehow is not going to do a legitimate job. I mean, if you look at what DEQ does and what Director Parfit and his predecessors have done, I think they are very unbiased. They do the best work that they can. But the advantage of having it in the state, in my view, is that we're going to get answers. And that is important for the citizens, but it's also important. We want to know what's happened up there. And, you know, if there was an expectation we're getting answers from EPA, I would just point to, you know, this has been going on for some time and we don't have answers. And it's time that we get answers for the citizens and for the state.
And so will the study be peer reviewed?
Well, what we know now is that whether formally or informally, that study, whatever it is, whatever it's supposed to do, is going to be reviewed. There will be people who, I think, pore through it multiple times with a fine-tooth comb. But I have faith in our DEQ to get it done and to get it done properly.
So you don't think it's necessarily important to get it peer-reviewed if you kind of trust the agency that's going to be handling it?
I think that DEQ can do the study without it being peer-reviewed, and I will have confidence in it. But as we hire outside experts, I think that's something that could be determined. But whether or not it's peer-reviewed, I have confidence that DEQ is going to do a good job.
The Wyoming Oil and Gas Conservation Commission has been discussing stricter regulations for natural gas flaring. Where do you stand on that issue?
Well, I think it's always a challenge because, on the one hand, you don't want to say we're going to start closing down production because we don't have a way for flaring to occur and for well completion. On the other hand, I think the commission, and you know, I'm not speaking for all of them, but at least from my perspective, there's a level of frustration where the companies come in time after time and say, geez, we don't have any way to deal with takeaway capacity. And so I think it's appropriate that we're taking a look at flaring. And there's some companies, small companies and medium-sized companies and even large companies, that do very well all of the time, and then there's instances where, you know, they keep coming back and saying we need additional flaring. And it's not only the question of the environment, it's a question of lost revenue for the state, and so I think it's appropriate we take a look at it.
There's been some delays in some key components of the Affordable Care Act. What do you think? Is that good for the state, or does that change how you feel about the Affordable Care Act and what it will do in Wyoming?
Well, I don't think the delays in and of themselves are good. I think it's appropriate to delay, though, if you don't have the answers. And so this recent delay on the portion of the Affordable Care Act, I thought was appropriate because you don't want to put employers in a position where they don't know what the requirements are. You don't want employees with that level of uncertainty as well. And, you know, last year when I was talking about the Affordable Care Act, I said I do think it's important before the state decides which way we're going to go to get more answers. Last year, we were having trouble getting any information. This year, I think the federal government is putting out what they know, but it's such a heavy lift because it's such a huge document that I think they're having trouble getting it all together. So it's appropriate to delay when you don't know what the rules are going to be.
And Wyoming has long struggled with a shortage of primary care physicians. Where do we stand on that front? Are there any initiatives to get more doctors into the state?
Well, there is. It's not just primary care physicians. It's nurses as well as healthcare providers in all areas that is a challenge in a rural state like Wyoming. And that's why I think, as you see, you know, last year UW came in and one of their proposals was to cut the WAMI program, and I put the money back in. That is not a solution in of itself, but I think it's a area where the state can commit to make sure we do our best to recruit physicians to Wyoming. There's not any one thing I think that we can do, but I do think that is an important thing to continue that program and continue to make it strong. With regard to healthcare providers generally, one of the things I think we're going to have to look at is better models in terms of how we get them here and how we provide services. And I think medical homes are a good way to look at that because I think it leverages everyone's abilities and lowers costs and I think ultimately provides better health care for a patient. And we've been supportive of medical homes, and now I'm pleased to see that they are growing.
So revenues for the state have been looking pretty strong for this year, and you've already brought up potential pay raises for state employees. Are there other investments that you want to look into, considering that state revenues are looking good?
Yeah, well, first, always a word of caution, and we'll wait for the October CREG to come out. But, you know, if things continue as they are, I am interested in raises for state employees. For UW, I think also needs to be – we need to look at raises there as well. And that is not just a whim. The fact is, for the first time since the earlier mid-90s, the base salary of public employees has gone down. Our turnover rate's gone up to 15%. And so we're seeing the results of not keeping up with what the Hay study shows, which is that in some areas we're not being competitive with our salaries. So that is one area. I'm also very interested in putting money from my SIPA account to provide money for a unified network, which will expand broadband capacity across the state many, many times. And I think that is not only good for education and telemedicine, telecommuting, but I think it's going to provide us additional opportunities to expand the technology sector in Wyoming. Those are two areas I'm looking at. We will have more areas both in capital construction and infrastructure, including money for local government. I'm going to try to make a strong pitch for local government. I don't have a number yet because we don't know what the CREG's going to show, but I think that's critically important that our towns and counties remain strong, because if they're strong, Wyoming's strong.
Okay. And so you'll have probably more details after the CREG actually comes out?
Yeah, we'll have more details after the CREG comes out. And the other part of that's sort of the revenue side. The other part of it is the spending side. We've already begun the process of meeting with individual agencies on what they need as they see it for their budget. And if you look back a decade at the number of employees the state has, we have today many fewer AWAC employees, temporary employees, than we did a decade ago. Our overall numbers of permanent employees are up, but a large chunk of that is due to the Department of Corrections. We had previously many of our prisoners out of state, and when we brought them in state and had the new facility in Torrington, Department of Corrections added a number of employees. So the growth line, trend line on number of employees has gone up over the last decade, but primarily because of Department of Corrections.
Governor Matt Mead, thanks so much for taking some time to talk.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.